Matthew chapter 22.
Buku la Mateo chapter 22.
I see someone had a Bible back there.
Ninamwona na mwali wina ndi Bible kumbuyo ko.
Oh, good. Maybe you can share with others. You can point to the text for them. We're going to go to the fourth verse.
Give it up, verse number four.
And we're going to just read the last portion of the fourth verse.
Verse number four.
It says, "All things are ready. Come unto the marriage." Because you don't have a Bible, I want you to remember just these few words. All things are ready, come to the marriage. Are you able to remember? All things are ready, come to the marriage. Let's keep that in our mind. Because we're going to tell you today about a parable that the Lord Jesus spoke. And we'll call this today the Great Invitation. The Gospel Invitation spoken to us today. Then you can maybe understand why I want you to remember, all things are ready, come unto the marriage. We need to know, who is this invitation for? And who is inviting? And what kind of feast is it? Why? I know some of you think this was so long time ago. This is not for us. But I want you to know something before we start. This invitation of Jesus Christ comes to all of us today. The same it came to those people when he gave this parable. And I know some of you think,
but
this invitation, is it for black people? No, it's not for Malawian
people.
Come to the all things are ready, come to the marriage. I know you're thinking, yeah, but this is a king. This is a palace. I can't go. It's not for us. But I want you to pay attention. Because it's not me who's inviting. I'm just passing the message. Jesus Christ is sending out the invitation.
Yes, Christ.
And you will be able to determine, is he inviting you or not? So I need you to come with me in your thoughts. We have to try to imagine this invitation that went out in a literal sense. First, we know there's a king. It's not just an invitation from a neighbor to come. It's the king who is sending out the invitation. And the invitation is for a marriage. So we know what a marriage is. And now, I want you to pay attention to this. This marriage is not for the king himself. It's for his son. Are you following me? Now I want you to know something more. Before we go further, the gospel invitation that comes out today is also for a gospel marriage.
Nanuso mugwira ndoso kuphando la ukwati.
There is a marriage that's taking place.
Ulipo ukwati lina leroso meno kuchitika.
Because one will get married, a husband will get married to a wife.
Chifukwa leroso mwamuna wina akwatira mkwazi wina.
What does that mean for you and me?
Ndakoza kudaba kuti ukwati mimi wafuna kwatira na
wina. If we are invited, you need to know the details. Who's getting married? You see, because it's not the king who's getting married. It's for his son. Who is he? Who is his son? Who is the son of the king? Maybe someone already knows. Can you tell me? Who do you think is representing this son? Mothers, can you help me, please? I need you to go with me. We have to be together. If the Holy Spirit is going to work here today, who is this son? Can you tell me? Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, that's who's being represented here. And who do you think the king is? That's very easy, right? You can tell me, right? Who is the king? Yes. Joseph is a king, but in this parable, we have to think, who is the king? If Jesus Christ is the son, who does the king represent? You want to try again?
It's God.
Yes, which means it's God the Father.
If
his son is getting married, then it's the Father who's making this beautiful feast. So the son, Jesus Christ, is the one who is the son who is going to get married. And the Father is the one who makes all the preparations. Did you know that's happening today? Do you know that that is what the invitation is for you and for me? It's going to get closer and closer to you. I know maybe still you say, ah, it's not for me, I'm not invited. And now something very disturbing happens. Because we read, this certain king, he was very busy making this feast. He didn't spare any time to put everything in place. He's actively busy getting all of the food together. All of the clothing together. Father is very busy. He's preparing the halls.
And
for a long time. You know what's sad? You know what's very sad? Mothers? You know what's so sad? And heartbreaking? No one was seeing or recognizing that he was preparing all of this. And do you know why? You know what's so sad? You know what happened here? I'm going to tell you a truth that you need to know. Because they didn't like this king.
Chifukwa adazichita ngati mwachifumu.
The people didn't like this king.
Anthu mfumu imeneyo samaikonda.
They didn't want this king.
Samaifuna mfumu imeneyo.
He's too bossy.
Ndi mfumu yodzikweza kwambiri.
He's too difficult.
Ndi mfumu yovuta kwambiri.
He takes our taxes.
Amarenga misonkho yathu.
But you know what's worse?
Komuzolionyasa chinali chani?
In this story,
munkhani imeneyi.
Nobody wanted to know his son.
Palibe munthu mmodzi amafuna kuti adziwe za mwana wa mfumu.
Can you believe it?
Mungadzikhupira zimene zikoti?
This king was preparing everything and nobody came to look.
Mfumu ikusasanya sasanya yonse chaphwano lichikhala
bwino. Nobody
wadza kupirangana.
Nobody saying what is the king doing?
Palibe munthu mmodzi kupirangana kuti mfumu kuchita chiyani palibe.
What is the king? The king's up to something. The king's busy.
Kuti munangwa dzusana kuti angana ni mfumu.
Do you know what the king is doing? Palibe
kupha nkhukulera palibe amangana.
Do you guys know what the king is doing? There is so much happening at the palace. Maybe we can imagine the woman at the borehole saying, I wonder what the king is doing.
No.
None of that. Even worse? So we don't even want to know his son. You know why? Because when his son goes up, he's going to take his place. We don't want to recognize him. We don't want to know him. I'm far too busy with my own things. You see, this parable is teaching us something really, really powerful. You want me to tell you what it's teaching? I hope you're listening. That's like us. God the Father is busy preparing heaven. And Jesus Christ said, in my Father's house are many mansions. God the Father has been busy from all eternity to prepare for the marriage. And nobody's asking, what is God doing? Who is God? But one of you has got far too busy in the field. It's harvest time. Far too busy. I have to do my laundry. I have a big family. I'm far too busy. I don't want to know him anyway. I'll take care of myself. You see? And yet, you know what's so amazing? This king, he makes little invitations. And he goes to all of the villages. And he goes to the chief. And then the different people who are representing him. And he says, here's the invitation. He sends his servants out way before. Here's the invitation. And you know what happened? They took the invitation and they used it to start the fire. To all of the villages, nobody wanted this king. But it was only an invitation. The wedding's not for a while. Most of them forgot they even had an invitation. Do you see a parallel in this? How about us? We get God's word. He makes sure that this Bible comes to Malawi. In the Bible is an invitation.
I'm
too busy. I've got too much to do Sunday morning. And when I do go to church, I've had a busy week. I hear something about God. I hear some kind of invitation, but maybe some other time. I'm not very interested in this God. And other people, they say, I have to marry another wife. I don't have time to worship. And others say, I have to provide for my family. I need to go fishing. My wife can represent me in church. And his wife comes. But she's tired. And she falls asleep. And the invitation, the Bible is coming to you. The word is coming to you. All the things about the king contained in this Bible. All of his character is in here. And all of his attributes are in here. You can know about this king in all of this book, but we don't want to know. Meanwhile, the king is still preparing. He sent the invitation. Do you know that that's happening today? The God the Father is preparing heaven. What do you think he's preparing? I want you to listen carefully to what he's preparing. But I want you to know something else. You know what made many people in the palace cry? You know there was lots of servants there serving. And sometimes they made him so sad because they saw the son, and the son said, Father, is the meat ready? Do you have enough meat? Father, do you have enough chairs? And Father said, yes, son. I think you should listen to the sermon, sir. Just put the books down. You see how quickly we get distracted, right? We want to learn about the Father, but we get distracted so fast. Right? I want you to look at me, okay? I want to tell you something. It's not my message, it's my Father's message. So this son, he says, Father, do you have enough meat? Father, do you have enough chairs? Father said, yes, son. Yes, son. I'm preparing everything for your wedding. And the son seen it all. And he's happy. Soon, so many people will come. They will be so happy to be at my wedding. But what do we read? Father says, son, everything's ready. Son, come. Put your wedding garments on. Prepare yourself for the bride. Only one thing that has to happen. The people must come. and the servants go out.
Ndi akapolo anatumidwa anthu kugwira ntchito kumalo kucha kuti
kapita. And the servants go to all the people that got the invitation.
Anthu kugwira ntchito kumalo kucha adatumidwa kuti mupite somba kumwe kucha mudakasiya makara mucha kuti mwina aiwala mukakumbusa kuti tsiku chandilero sakubwera kuti nthawi kupita.
But they eventually come back.
Ndi adabwereraso akapolo acha.
And they say, Father,
Nenota,
or King,
mfumu munatituma kuti kaitana nathu.
Your honor,
munatitana.
No one will come.
Onse akukana ulombodzi atisabwera ya.
No one wants to come.
Onse atisakufuna kubwera kuno ya.
It's quiet in the palace.
Basi ku nyumba ya uku atikuja kuti nzii.
The sun looks out. Are they coming?
Mwana kupanga ngati zaku atikuja masoja alitusutusutu wanga ya kuda kubwera anthu kumene.
Are the people coming?
Anthu akubwera ati kumene.
Then father and son come together.
Kana kubamu na mwana acha kukambirana.
And he says, Father, where are the people?
Mwana kufuza kuti chikwenga kwati ndere madhala anthu ali kuti.
Father, where are the people?
Anthu ali kuti.
And father says they won't come.
Ndi bambo acha kumusa kuti anthu achana kuti sabwera.
And the son says, why not?
Mwana kufuza kuti sabwera fashion.
Why won't they come to my wedding?
Kukwatiranga ndu sabwera kukwatiranga fashion.
Father, they don't want me?
Bambo ronzo anthu amino sakundifuna.
They don't like me.
Samandikonda.
Father said, son.
Bamba kumusati mwanawe.
Everything's prepared.
Yajijo saba ndakonza.
Everything's ready.
Yajijo saba nchokonzeka.
But they hate us.
Kuma nthamira chawo amadana afi.
With a deep hatred.
Ndipo amadana afi kwambiri.
They don't want me.
Safuna kumva za ife.
They don't want you.
Iweso sakukufuna.
And the son says, why not?
Ndi mwana akufusa kuti achifaje na madana afe.
Do you know that's like that today too?
Mukudzori ifeso ndi chimodzi modzi lero.
We're so busy.
Ifere ndinotaranganidwa.
We want to take care of ourselves.
Fati tisamalire roka.
God is too difficult and too hard to worship.
Apa Mulungu ndi pavura ko basi ndinapikwanisa ya.
He makes us he expects us to do things we can't do.
Amarira moti pangezi zofura ambe sitingasi kwanise.
I don't want God.
Mulungu sitikufuna ya.
People, that's the truth.
Anakunjesi kuno zindizoona ri kunena zi.
This is the truth.
Izizikuchitika.
For me and you don't want this thing.
Mulungu sitikufuna.
By nature.
Mwachibadudo chathu.
By how we have become, we don't want him.
Ife timaone sabanje ri Mulungu sitikufuna.
And the worst thing is,
Ngonyopsha kwambiri nathi.
When the gospel comes,
Utenga buno ngati ukamalalikidwa.
And says all things are ready, come to the marriage.
Ukamaira ndakutira bwana nikukwati kuchiyo secha konzedwa.
Which we call out to you all.
Ndetukuita nani nonse.
All things are ready.
Chechiri chonse chakonzedwa.
Come to the marriage.
Bwerani kuphandula ukwati.
What's your excuse?
Inu mwana kuti mwaranganidwa mwana kuti chani.
Because the first people who were invited.
Chifwanza noyambira badalanidwa.
Which are the people who hear the gospel.
And how many adamva utenga wabwino Yesu.
You have to mothers
as my
mothers listen.
Tambisale mulungu.
You think it's by chance that you get to hear the gospel?
Kuti mukana kuti kubwana kwanule mabwaya mamadengo mabwaya mamadengo.
There's thousands in Malawi and Africa, millions who have never heard this gospel yet.
Kuti mulali pano nambe vakatobwera pano lero Malawi muno lero liko mutenga wamungalo kuti ungamudzaumve ndi mukana masewera.
What makes you privileged to hear this gospel?
Simukana ni mwewa ukulumela kuti mulungu antume munthu kuti pakakana lika nthaku chesere zona.
Because God's sending you an invitation.
Kuti yafia mukaramana paramana ve.
But you and I have to examine ourselves.
Ndi inu ndi nadi esamvesere mwachindi kuti alese angani muntu wamwe kuti muli bwanji.
How long has he invited me?
Kuti kodi inu yoni paka mukulamba pano.
How
lamba kumva ma Mungu kale kale mudamba kuita ndo lito kwa Mulungu.
And how long have I rejected his invitation?
Ndera se ayankhe kuti ndidamba kukana Yesu kuyambira lizi.
I want to tell you this because we need to be exposed.
Ndimwana kuti ndikuze nezimene zifwala safuna kuti adziwike chonati chachi.
So many people have God on their lips.
Ambiri mwa inu ndi petro moti makamba za Yesu pakamwa pathu.
They say I serve God.
Ndimapembedza Mulungu.
They say God is good all the time.
Ngo chashu hazose mungu abwino, hazose hazose mungu abwino.
But they don't know the Son.
Koma mwanaje simukunziwa.
But they don't know Jesus Christ.
Yesu Kristu mukunziwa.
Because only in and through the finished work of Jesus Christ may you go into the marriage feast.
Wakuti mukafike kuphando mene kufuna muvomere nchito mene Yesu Kristu lemaliza kani.
You don't want the Son to be the heir of the kingdom.
Sira ufrika kuti mwanaje Yesu Kristu akalekeka kuphando iyi.
That's my hardness of heart.
Nechikundi wako kwambiri muntima munthu chimene.
And yours too. We have a hard heart.
Ambiri mukalimbisa mitima kumbisa mitima.
But now the gospel comes.
Utenga bwino ndu ubwera tsopano.
Because the father is angry.
Ifuwa adati wakwiya.
And he's jealous of his own honor.
Ndakumva kwa kwambiri ifoja ulemelo wake.
And he says, I have made this feast.
Auti pano ndakonza kale.
And they will come.
Nde abwera anthose.
They will come from all different areas.
Kutoka madera onse anthu abwera.
And he says, servants.
Ndakwauza akapolo.
Those who have heard the gospel.
Amene amva uthenga wabwino.
Who have had the invitation.
Amene alandira uthenga oitanidwa.
For long enough.
Kwanthu yaitali.
I'm going to leave them.
Amene ondiasi.
And I, because they are not worthy, they won't come.
Sakubwera, sakufuna phwando iyi.
And he says, go out into all the streets.
Ndakapola chakwatumaso kachiyazi. Mupire mukaime mphepere mwanse utsopano. Acha mwatumise makara chakhonda ere kapire mukaime mphepere mwanse.
Everyone you see.
Alesa munga mpeze pansewa kudutsa.
Young and old.
Kangwa nkulu kandwa ngono.
Good or bad.
Wabwino woipa.
Call them to the marriage feast.
Muze nabwira dzamudya zinthu abwire kuphana dzamudya zinthu. Fa jamakara akonde.
And we see in our mind.
Atangira mina lies.
We see in our mind.
Ndi mukona nkhani chasawo
yimbira. Mother.
Pakuzopeza mai inake.
And she's sweeping the front of her hut.
Anthu amapeza mai inake munango dzuka mama basa kutsvaira pasopa kutsvaira.
And a servant of the king comes.
Ndi basikapola munhu wawamfuma mafika.
And says come to the marriage feast.
Da mouse and my dine in Cairo tindene kukunele
kunyo. The king has made a feast.
Kuli phando lero.
For his son.
Phando mwanacho.
Come.
Sian in Cairo tindene.
But my mother says.
I
can't.
Tra ine ngozanga mazana ngazi phi ngokunena
ta kwawe. Look at my clothes.
Mone ngozanga ze.
I haven't done my hair.
Ne chisanga kuipesa pesa ive nyanka.
I need to have a bath.
Ndisambe.
And I don't think I can come into such a And the servant says,
Ndi akakola manena kuti,
the king demands to come.
Mfumu ikunena kuti mmene muli limu mupite choncho.
The king's invitation is to you.
Mfumu ikuitana inuyo.
You say, but I can't come like this.
Ambira manena kuti muchoka mmakumbura
ona. And the servant says, No, come as you are. Come as you are. You may think, I'm a sinner. I can't come to this God, this king. I'm on my second marriage. It's not for me. I have had 3 husbands.
Ine bano amuna ndina vataru masiku mambwesa awi na magwana maganda fura una kuende ari kuno ndapita napita kweya.
Not for me.
Meza Mungu zisiye.
I have done some terrible things. I go into some women's house sometimes.
Ine bano kazanga nimba siya ndapita mbwa kazana kukalala munthengo nje ndaino ko Mungu ndapita kweya ina muna yo.
And I like to go to other people's places sometimes.
Ndipita ndapita so kwa anthu enango.
Not for me.
Ah za Mungu zwaine pa. Agatha njipa.
And father is waiting.
Koba kuja ko atata kudikira basukuta anthu akubwera
kupanda. And the son is ready.
Mwana so akonzeka musofa sa kwatwa topa ndikudikira.
For Jesus Christ is always ready to receive his guests.
Chifukwa nkhani ndikufuna kuti mwana pa Yesu Kristu iye akudikira anthu zosuta alandira alendo.
Call out to you today to come as you are.
Abalanga kunchesiko ndikuita nani nayo kuti mubwere mmene muli ili ndisene muli nazo bwera nichoncho.
Come a sinner.
Tabwera ni nochimwa.
Sinners are invited.
Ochimwa kuitanidwa lero.
Sinners can come to Christ today.
Ochimwa lero ndina umwe yakoza kubwera kwa Yesu lero.
To the marriage feast.
Kuti abwere kuphandu
yawo. Just as you are.
Ndi mmene muli limo.
You don't need to change yourself.
Ndi mfuna usinthe kai kuti ndisiye kai pyasiyana pya mamuna amuna ndibwere. Bwere choncho.
Because Jesus Christ is looking out of the window.
Chifukwa Yesu Kristu ndi apa kuyangana pa window.
And he's looking to see is anyone coming.
Akuyangana ngati ndaka kubwera kuphandu
lero. And he sees a mother.
Ndakumona zimai.
With a child on her arms.
Ndi mwana chipakhundu.
With dirty clothes.
Na ngozaji zakusipa.
And he says, Father, someone's coming.
Ndiye akunena,
Father, someone's coming.
Ona unyake mmodzi akubwera
kubwera. Is that one of the guests?
Mwana kamena mmodzi mwale ndo ndamenewo.
Father, there comes the first one.
Taona ni mmodzi akubwera kuti.
That is as Jesus Christ sits upon his throne this very day.
Yimodzi modzira lolino Yesu apambando ako achifumu akhala pansi.
And he says there is joy in heaven when one sinner comes to repentance.
Muse wale malemba manena kuti kumwamba kumadzala ndi chimwamba pamene ochimwa mmodzi atembenuka ndikulandira uthenga.
In this village today, What is your excuse? Why won't you come? You're too busy. Or you say I'm not ready. But Jesus Christ knows your heart. And he hears you. And he says, come. And the Father says, come to my son. Why? Why is that? Oh, I want you to learn something today about this that you've never known. It's not to honor you. It's not because you are a nice person. It's not because you're a chief in the village. It's not that because you're a decent father. It's not because you used to drink beer, but now you don't drink beer. Why does the Father want you to come? Why is the Father inviting sinners exactly as they are? Because he wants to honor his son. He wants the people to see his son. It's not about the king. He wants to honor the son. And he says, this is my son. In whom I am well pleased. And my son is an image of me, says the Father. I am your king. And he is your savior. And he says, And he wants to bring his son out into the great banquet. And he wants to introduce his son. Oh, do you not want to see this son? This son, maybe you don't know this. But this son is altogether beauty. He's the chiefest of 10,000. He is a redeemer and a savior. He is glorious. He is altogether lovely. Do you not want to see this son? Is fishing more important than to see the glory of the kingdom of God? Is your life, your marriage in the way? Can you not see the glory of God because of all your troubles in your marriage? Because the troubles in your family, we have famine. We are hungry. We have to work hard for a little bit of food. But I'm telling you something. There is a buffet in this palace. He has killed the ox. There's more food than you can ever consume. You want me to tell you what that means? There is more grace in Jesus Christ than you'll ever be able to finish. There is more love that Jesus Christ wants to share than you'll ever be able to consume. That's why eternity is forever. In Jesus Christ, there's a buffet of grace and mercy. Never to be hungry again. And you won't come to the marriage feast. You won't come because of your hindrances. Maybe you say, I was on my way. It seemed right.
It
seemed good. But I'm scared. Why would you be scared? Jesus Christ taketh all fear away. I tell you in the name of my master. One look to Jesus Christ and all your fear is gone. He's not a man who can lie. He said, I've had five husbands. And all of these husbands have mistreated me. And have hurt me. But this husband Jesus Christ will cherish you. Will take you to his bosom and whisper the sweet promises of his word into your ear, into your soul. The marriage is ready today. And his voice is calling out to this village today. Also you in the back and outside. And two children. It's an invitation. And it's saying, come to the marriage. Come to the marriage. And the servants are going out to all of this world. You want me to tell you something else? You don't know this. But I can tell you. Because he sent me from the palace. And before I went out of the palace, because the father said to me, as a slave, go tell the people of Malawi. And I went out of the palace. I saw something. It catches my eye. Do you want me to tell you what it is? Come with me in your thoughts. As I was going out of the palace, I saw a very big room. And in that room, there was rows and rows of clothing. And so I went in and asked, what is all this for? And those servants, you know what they told me? They said, when you go out to tell the people to come to the marriage feast, then first they come here. Then we can do something. We take the people and we wash them. And we take all of their worn out clothes away. And for every one of them we have a beautiful garment. And we put a beautiful garment on before they go into the feast. They must look beautiful when the son is going to be presented by the king. All things must be perfect. And I seen so many garments. I couldn't count. You see, because the Bible says one plants and another waters. And I plant the gospel here in this village today. Someone else will water. Someone else puts the garments on. You know what that means? Maybe you say, I don't understand the idea of that. Well, come with me further. Then. It means that our dirty clothes represents our own good works.
Zima imirira nchino zathu zabuno mezima timazichita patokha.
Our own worthiness.
Zimene zitimazimva patokha kuti kachita zimene zindilipumukana.
Which we know is our own righteousness.
Zimene mazimva ngandizoyera patokha.
But mothers.
Koma azimai.
Away with our own righteousness.
Zimene zori ndikamba sanzanga nchena kapulumusidwa ndikamba sanguo zombi zime nchito.
For the Bible says even your best works is as filthy rags.
Chifukwa ndi Bible unena kuti nchito zathu mazina ndizabwinozo pamaso a Mulungu ndi sanza.
They will come off.
Zaza zuwerengera
zimezo. What do we need?
Ndeti kufunika chani?
To enter into the banquet.
Ndeti loe mu nyumba ya phando.
What is it that we need?
Pakufunika chani?
We need to be saved by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Pakufunika kuti tipulumutsidwe ndi mwazi wa Yesu Kristu.
Which means we need to be washed and cleansed by his blood.
Tisambitsidwe ndi mwazi wa Yesu Kristu.
We can't go into this banquet house looking like that.
Kuloa nyumba ya phando mene tililimo.
But you don't have to buy it.
Koma sizo kufuna muite kugula.
Free.
Ndizaulere.
For Jesus Christ said.
Chifu Yesu Kristo.
Oh, all ye who thirst.
Inu nosa mene muni ninjala.
Come unto me.
Tabwerani kwa ine.
And buy milk and honey without money, without price.
Zagula mkaka ndi ucho wosakusa ntchito ndrama zinthu zimzandra mwaulere.
No money is needed.
Ndeku ndrama yofuna.
Come as you are.
Ndikugrenga ganyo ndipeseka ndrama iya.
And be washed.
Mubwere mene mulirimo mzatsukidwe.
By the blood of Jesus Christ.
Ndi mwazi wa Yesu Kristu.
In your heart.
Mutima mwanu.
And your sins may be taken off.
Kana kuma chimwanu onse atachotsedwa.
And all of your dirty, disgusting good works representing
zose,
your clothes.
Zose zonyasa zame mazina kuti ambuye mudaire bwenji pita ndasinha tsana chibodzi yewe mwemeje zakazata.
And then a white robe.
Kana kuchovala choyera cha ambuye
mudzapenga.
Kukumbatira
means the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
Kuranda kuti chiyero ndi chirungamo cha Yesu Kristu chidzakukutani.
Means the glory of Jesus Christ the Son.
Ulemerero wa Ambuye athu Yesu Kristu udzakukutani.
Will cover you.
Udzakuchingani.
And if without his righteousness or his covering you can't enter.
Abale anga opanda chirungamo cha Yesu Kristu kukumbani ndiye kukumba.
How many people even here today are trying to merit salvation? I will go as I am.
Ndanthangalile Lord amene akuyesera pa ukakuta mbuya mondikachita pepupa ndasiya varo ndilibwino ndakuzopana ndanthangala.
I'll work it out myself.
Andizichita pandekha.
How many people here today have never heard that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth from all sins?
And hambira pamuna simunamve pokuti anthu munthu mayira ndi mwazi wa Yesu anthambi simadzimu.
The sun looks out.
Ne mwana wake wa Mulungu akuyangana kunjo.
All things are ready.
Awoti nyumba muphando zonse zathaza konzedwa.
He is gloriously decked with righteousness and glory.
Iyeyonso wadzala ndi chilungamo ndi chiyero.
And he says, Father, may I come?
Ndakuti atare kuti ndilowe.
Father, when will you show me the people?
Kuti anthu amene abwera kuphando munone sathawi yanji.
But Father says this.
Matatawa kakumuza kuti.
Son.
Mwanawe.
Wait.
Lira kani.
Still more coming.
Ambira kubwerabe.
What did Jesus Christ say when he was on earth?
Kuti Yesu Kristu pazikulo pasala ndi chiyani.
No man knoweth that day but my Father in heaven.
Yesu adanena mopeka kuti kuti palibe munthu angakhale mmodzi padzikulo pasala kuti dzotsikulo koma Atate wanga lokhana kulidziwa.
And so Jesus Christ waits.
Ndi Yesu Kristu so akudikira.
Oh, you don't maybe you don't recognize this, you don't realize this, but the day of Christ's return on the clouds is going to be the glorious day of his incarnation.
Ambiri mwainu munasimo kudziwa koma tsiku limene Yesu Kristu adzabwenda Atate wake kuweruza dziko ndi tsiku lapamwamba tsiku lapadera.
Because he's in glory right now.
Chifukwa ali mulemerero wake tikunena pano.
He's in heaven.
Ali kumwamba.
He's sitting on the throne.
Wakhala pampando.
But he's too waiting for the day that he gets to meet his bride.
Akudikirira tsiku limene adzakumana ndi mkwatibu wake.
And he says, Father.
Akunena kuti Atate.
Father, when?
Arare ndipitalizi kuti.
And he looks from heaven.
Ndakumayangana pansi kuchokera kumwamba.
He looks in this village today.
Ndakumayangana songakhale mudzi muno.
And he says, is anyone coming from this village?
Kuti alipo mmodzi mwana amene akufuna kubwera kwa ife.
To my wedding.
Kuti abwere ku kwati wanga.
Is anyone coming to me?
Alipo amene akubwera wina wolo mmodzi kapena.
And then maybe he sees one coming from this village.
Ndemuna mamuna munthu mmodzi akubwera.
One that says today.
Mmodzi amene akunena kuti
I'm finished.
Alero lyani basi ndatiri.
I'm done. My life is a mess. It's a chaos. I'm finished. I'm dying. It's hopeless for me. But I hear a voice of the gospel saying, come unto me, sinner, and get rest. Maybe today someone, by faith, will fall at the feet of Jesus Christ. Maybe you will see him from a distance, and you will see eyes of love in the Savior. And maybe you will halter, but he says, come. In his throne in heaven, you know how we know? Because the angels begin rejoicing when Christ says, I see a sinner coming. And virtue goes out from him. And he talks to his father. And he says, Father, that one too. That one too is coming. And when he comes, receive him in my name. Receive him in my name. Oh, people, the marriage is ready today. And the gospel comes to you today. And the servants are searching for sinners. For dirty, wicked sinners who are vile. And I have to admit that I am a sinner. I'm lost. I'm hopeless. I'm hungry. I'm finished. I'm dying. And we say to you today, there is life in Jesus Christ. Flee to him. Find him by faith today. He is waiting for sinners. And he's saying, up in his throne, Father, there's still more coming from some villages in Africa. From some villages in Holland, and from some villages in Canada, and China, and everywhere else. But it's almost done. Oh, the Father, as it were, is beginning to blow the trumpet and saying, servants, come home now. The door's gonna go closed. Servants, come. You've gone out to the ends of the earth. Come home. And the marriage feast will begin. Where are you? Where are you? Give answer to God. Where are you? Too busy? Too much going on in this life? Trying to make some money? I got to build a house. I have to find a wife. Where are you? Because I leave to go to another village. And I tell you that I'm only telling you what he told me to tell you. I am not the Savior. I'm one of you. But God calls you through this word today. Not to tarry, but to come as you are. Sinner. For the marriage is ready. The feast is prepared. Oh, do you see? Even in maybe your imagination. All this mass feast. The most richest meat. What does meat represent? We know that meat represents strength. Meat strengthens us. If we only have soft foods, we don't get strong. Meat is strengthening. And so, The feast, the marriage feast, is decked out with all kinds of gorgeous meat. And you know what's even greater? It never stops. There's always more. There's always more from where it came from. Because the king is over all. And he says that cattle upon a thousand hills is all mine. And if this week you must die. And you have come by faith to Jesus Christ. And you may enter eternal glory. Your eyes will see the meat of Jesus Christ. For he said, who does not eat my flesh and drink my blood is not worthy of the kingdom. Are you okay with his buffet? Do you maybe in your heart when you think about this buffet, does your mouth water? I mean, your soul desire the meat of Jesus Christ. We say to you again, what is your excuse? These people had excuses. And that's happening today in all of the villages, so many churches. And when the gospel has gone out, the invitation has gone out, but so many churches, maybe like this one here, just keep going. You'll come together because you feel like you have to. By force. Or maybe in a Zungu is coming, we'll come and take a look, we're curious. But you're like the people then, who have put no value in the king, and no value in his son, don't want to see his son. But if you hear the gospel for even the first time today, and you recognize yourself as that person who wanders around the village day by day, pointless, always needing more. No clothes. Or old or dirty clothes. Unhappy. Not satisfied. Broken. Hopeless. Then the gospel goes to you today. And he's looking from heaven. Yea, the sun looks out of the window of heaven. And he is ready all the time to be proclaimed, to be showed forth by his Father. And the marriage feast is waiting for a few more sinners who are stumbling closer and closer. Mother,
am I?
If you are on your way,
it
does not mean you are there yet. Pursue. Flee for your life's sake. Until you, by faith, receive the gift of God in your heart. And believe with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your strength and with all your might, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And receive the robe of righteousness of Jesus Christ. His patience. His love. His glory. His mercy. His hope. Everything from him. Because he wants to share. And your hopeless no matter what.
The
gospel goes to you all. You never see me again. Then know this, that Jesus Christ looked from heaven today to this village while his slave brought the message. And he's watching all day today. Who will come? All things are ready. Who will come to the marriage feast? By faith today. And look to the Son. And to the Father. And receive life eternal. Amen.
Amen.